B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
That's how you start a Friday. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, the legendary Friday free for all on Kiss 95.1. You know the drill. Shoot us a text, 704-570-9595. Let us know what you're up to. We'll give you a shout out this morning like we're in the club.
Like we're in the club.
Yep, okay. Like we're in the club, bro.
Oh, right.
Shout out to Marsha.
You sound like you were in the club all night.
Let me clear my throat. What'd you do yesterday, Roy? What's your day in 30?
So my day in 30 is that no one's going to really care, but I know you'll care about this, is that I produce a sports show outside of this show.
A podcast.
And yesterday, while, I don't know what these sports people are talking about. I'm the worst producer for the job. I really am.
Well, you're the technical producer. They need your help getting it all together.
100%. But I have no clue on what's going on. In the middle of it, all I hear is someone go, hello? And then the F word dropped angrily. And so I look up at the screens. I'm looking at the monitors. I'm seeing, okay, what's going on? And then it's just dead silence. And I'm like, what has happened? And then come to find out, the guy was having connection issues, and he had, like, this outburst.
Oh.
But, like, I was sitting there, I was like, I thought something happened.
Right.
Because like, it was such an angry response. it's like you get into the car with someone, and you witness road rage.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that.
That's funny. When I was going to college, I lived at home. And commuted to a local college in Jersey. And my brother, Rich, moved back from Chicago, where he was living for a little while, to come and live at home, save money, and get his master's degree. I convinced my mom that it was okay for me to say the F word in the house, Loren, because I said it nicer and kind of from a funny angle. And my brother, Rich, wasn't allowed because he said it always angry like that.
Oh, my God.
And so to this day, that's still something that we joke about.
But it
you
made
missed
me
your calling. You should have been a lawyer.
You should have. That's my day.
I don't think you can swear in court.
No, you can't.
That's funny.
Yeah, or make jokes in court.
No. What did you do yesterday, Ren? What's your day in 30?
So I had to take Cash to a doctor's appointment. So I did that. And then while his appointment I couldn't go into. So it was like an hour and a half. So I went and started shopping for Christmas decorations yesterday. And I came home with another Christmas tree. And like linens for the table and centerpieces. And Dallas was like, what in God's name are you doing? Like, we need another Christmas tree. Like, we need a hole in the head. He's like, we have a 20-foot Christmas tree. We have two smaller Christmas trees. And you just bought another one. You have problems.
Tis the season, Dal. The season. Yesterday, we took a walk with the family. Me, Dean, my wife, and my 2-year-old Ruby. And Dean was like, let's keep walking. So we walked like this big circle that typically we only bike ride on because it is kind of a longer walk. Mm-hmm. And we asked Ruby, we're like, Ruby, keep going or go back? And she's like, keep going. So everybody did great. And then about halfway through, Dean's like, I don't want to walk anymore.
Okay.
And so he's 7. And we're like, what do you mean you don't want to walk anymore? We have to continue to walk to get back to our destination, right? Which is our home. And then Ruby goes, no walk. And Amanda and I are halfway through this walk, about a half a mile from our house.
Okay.
And the kids quit.
They just quit.
They sit on a rock and they quit. So now the negotiation has to come in. And my wife is so good. She's like a podcast listener on how to parent. She reads blogs on parenting. And she's very much like, listen, you two, I understand that you're tired and that you don't want to continue the walk.
Okay.
But if you do us the favor and continue the walk, maybe we'll have a little treat when we get home. And I was like, you two get off that rock right now. Like the old man. I have no time for this. And Dean goes, Dad, carry me. I'm like, bro, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on. So it took us what should have been a 30-minute walk, took us about an hour and a half.
Oh, my gosh.
It was like they were shackled together.
I like how they're like a union. Like they're coming together.
I know. It's a sign of things to come, Roy. And I'm like, you two are the ones that wanted to do this. Yeah. You know, I'm yelling at my 2-year-old like she can really understand. I was like, Ruby, it was you. You were the one. So anyway, great weekend ahead. Still no answer on the presidential election if you're waking up this morning, although overnight, Joe Biden took a slight lead in Georgia. We're talking a 1,000-vote lead in Georgia with
very slight.
99% of people reporting.
I mean, when it's that slight, it could still go back to Trump.
And and likewise in Arizona, Donald Trump continued to make ground on some votes there. So we'll see what happens. Nevada, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia still waiting to report final tallies.
All right. I wonder who the president will be.
I don't know, but I feel like we should have. I can't believe a network hasn't reached out to Seacrest.
So he can do, like, American Idol?
Yes.
Maybe we just need to, like, have sudden death. Both candidates perform a song. We vote.
Yeah. You have the judges.
Yeah.
All right, Donald, I thought you were a little flat there. All right, we're going to find out who the president is next.
Biden, you're just stuttering her out.
Hopefully we'll know something today. If not, maybe by the weekend. Who knows?
Who knows?
It's just every single person's on edge and waiting for it, you know?
Yep.
Mm. All right, up next, we got to tell you, typical to the MRL show, when we come in the morning, there's some drama, right? I mean, it's been that way the whole week. Strange people in the lobby, strange people in the parking
deck. Security.
Now we have this new thing that we have to check in with, and we're pretty sure Roy did it wrong. We'll figure it out. We'll discuss coming up in less than 10.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
I'll just whip out a boob.
It is the Legendary Friday free-for-all. Shout out to Dennis from Clover heading into work to finish his first week back after 3 months of paternity leave.
Right.
Good for you.
He said, needless to say, it's been a long week. Thanks for hanging with us, Dennis. Couple more. 704 says, hey, I'm Jay. I need a shout out. He says his TikTok is blowing up. What? Jay's World.
Jay's World, are you going viral?
He says he's got 71K.
Whoa. You go, Jay.
He said, thanks, you all are awesome.
All right, listen, give us a cut because we just plugged you. We'll take some money.
So we have this thermometer, and apparently its name is Artie, right, Nicole? Oh, Nicole's busy.
What was that?
Come on with us real quick. I don't know. She's editing something.
It sounded like it was a concert hall in there.
You know she loves Fridays, new music.
So the thermometer right outside the elevator in the lobby at the Beasley Media Group.
Artie.
It's Artie, and
how
it's a visual thermometer.
How do you know its name?
Roy, pay attention. Pay attention to your surroundings.
Is there a name tag on this robot?
Hey, Roy.
What?
I didn't know it either.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you didn't know it because you're not in today. You would have known it had you been here.
You guys tell me. So it's now company policy for us to check in with the robot thermometer, and I screwed it up.
And it's a British thermometer, and when you come in right off the elevator, it goes, hello, scan your face, and you put your face in, and it goes, hello, Roy Brown.
And then it introduces itself as Arte.
It knows me?
Really?
It goes, Arte says you're 78 degrees. You're allowed in.
Wait.
Go check.
It scans right now?
Yeah, go do it.
Okay. You want me to call in?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm kind of excited and
no, we don't have time, but go ahead for it. Y'all, it doesn't say the name.
It doesn't.
Oh, you guys.
But it does say Artie on the door.
It does say Artie on the door, but he's going to come back freaking out. And we're going to be like, well, it must not know your face. Maybe you're not employed here. Oh, there he is. Did you do it yet?
No, I forgot my key.
Oh, okay. All right, hold on. I'm bringing him up on the phone. Are you there, bud?
Yep, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, I just ran.
So it's this thermometer thing, and it's basically scans your face so that our bosses know who's been in the building. You've scanned your face, and your temperature checks out okay. Oh, it didn't say your name.
There's no name? By the way, this guy's not British.
What is he?
Normal temperature.
He's British.
He sounds a little British.
He doesn't know my name.
Oh, buddy, you might not be on the employee roster.
Oh, am I getting fired today?
We're just kidding with you, dude. It doesn't say your name.
Look at the door when you come in.
Yeah, the door when you come in. Read the door.
Stop. Oh, to check your temperature with Artie. Oh. God, we're one of those companies. We named a robot.
Roy, you know damn well, every morning we come in and every day when we leave, we are going to say hello and goodbye to Artie.
Of course. And you know what else we're going to do?
Wear
we're
going
to also try to see the temperature of different body parts.
Oh.
I'm going to put my armpit in that thing.
It's already been discussed that we were going to moon it and see if we take a temperature of our butt cheeks.
We are going to be the show that lands in the boss's office because of the temperature checks.
Can you imagine Walter, our big boss, scanning through every morning? All right, burpee checks, Larry checks, Phil checks, somebody's butt cheek.
Right, because it takes a photo of your face and sends it to your boss.
Meanie! All right, that's our Artie. All right, by the way, everybody checked out. Okay, your temperature was good?
Yeah, 97 degrees. A cool 97 degrees.
That's because it's freezing in the lobby. But
yeah. It is the legendary Friday free-for-all. Shout out to Michelle. Shout out to Jennifer.
Hey!
These are all people just coming into work this morning listening to the free-for-all. 704 says, y'all are making me feel good this morning.
It's a good thing you're having a good feeling.
Yeah.
I feel good.
Lincoln Park this morning, 704 just text in.
We can get some Lincoln Park in for you.
That's what that's the type of nail polish that Nicole has on her fingers.
Nope.
Lincoln Park. I listen.
Lincoln Park purple.
All right. Head right now to our Insta, at the MRL Show. There you will see one of our favorite callers who's part of the MRL Show Misfits, whatever we call them. His name is Angry Frank, and he's on the phone. But if you want to go see what Angry Frank looks like, he says he's got a message for us. Go to at the MRL Show right now on Insta.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So Angry Frank is what you would call a regular here on the Manny, Roy, and the Red Morning Show. We love him every time he calls in, and we have Frank back on with the Manny, Roy, and the Red Morning Show. Hey, Frank.
How the hell are you?
We're good, Frank.
You guys,
from Rock Hill, South Carolina.
Hey, you know it's important to get out and vote.
Is that why you're calling us, Frank?
That's why I'm calling, and that's what makes me angry. People do not get out and exercise their right to vote.
Frank.
So you need, yeah.
I got bad news, buddy. You know Tuesday was election day, like this past Tuesday, right?
Can't vote anymore, bud.
Well, you know, there's other elections. You know, they're still trying to get it together. You know,
well, Frank thinks he called last week.
Yeah, I know. There are states that haven't called yet, but that's because they're still counting all those mail-in ballots. You can't vote anymore, though. They're not accepting any more votes.
What about all those angry people I see down in Arizona? They look like they're trying to get in there and do something.
Oh, you mean the people that are saying stop the count? Is that what you're talking about? Yeah. Now, see, that's very different from what you just said. You want the count. They don't want the count.
That makes me angry.
Okay.
Frank, did you go vote on Tuesday or did you early vote?
I went in Tuesday, and what made it special, I met somebody.
Oh, like a...
Yeah, man.
Oh.
Hot potato boy.
Hot potato!
You met somebody while voting?
Yes, I did, buddy.
Okay. Tell us about it.
Yeah, man, she's a nurse. She gave me a number and everything, man. I put her in my contacts and took a picture of her. And
okay, hang on. Did she know that you took a photo?
I wasn't a jerk. I said, hey, you're beautiful. Let me take a picture of you. You know, she said,
well, that's not creepy.
Did you selfie it up or did you just take a picture of her, Frank?
No, I didn't do a selfie. We just getting to know each other. Come on, Loren. Come on.
Oh, Loren, okay. It's just a picture of the back of her head while she's waiting in line in front of him.
Gosh, what goes on, Frank?
Wait, Frank. For real, she gave you her number?
Yeah. And I'm excited about that. But, you know, I've been calling her, but, you know, I haven't been getting any feedback. But I ain't worried about it because she gave me the number.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you met her Tuesday, it's only Thursday, so just give it time.
You think I did it too fast?
Well, how many times did you reach out to her?
Oh, 7 times, maybe.
7 times,
two
Frank?
Days?
Is that too much?
Yeah, we might want to dial it back a little bit.
You're reaching out to her like 3 times a day. Like, pull it back to zero. Give it some time to breathe, bud.
Okay, but she's beautiful, man.
Yeah, and she's a nurse, and you just sound like you might need medical attention from time to time.
Yeah.
By the way, we all can agree that Frank didn't get her number, right? She just gave her a random number.
Oh, you think?
Please don't tell me that.
I thought you guys were my friends, man.
Frank, we're on your side. I'm on your side.
We are on your
Manny's
side.
Manny's on a roll today. He's not on anyone's side.
Well, don't bring me down. That makes me angry.
Well, if you haven't heard back from me and you reached out 7 times and she said, hey, Frank, here's my number. Call me.
No. Here's the thing. She's a nurse. She's probably working 12 to 14 hour days. And by the way, he just met her Tuesday. It's not like this has been a week. Like, no, don't look too deep into it that you haven't spoken to her yet.
Give her time. Just dial it back a little bit. Let's stop calling 3 times a day.
And better yet,
five times today.
Don't take photos of people. That's just weird.
I had to, man. She got this cute little gap in her teeth.
Okay.
You just see the way she smiles, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
It makes me, it warms my heart.
All right,
you,
Angry
guys,
Frank,
you know
here
that.
To say to get out and vote.
Yeah, after the election, 2 days after election. You can't vote anymore.
I still think you should vote.
Well, of course, I agree. Everybody should vote.
And you're right. There will be other elections.
Yeah, you know, vote me into something.
All right, that's Angry Frank down in Rock Hill. Seth Kakalaki, listen to the Main World of the Rich Show. You have a good one, bud.
See you guys.
Bye, Frank.
See you, Frank.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Nicole, what is going on with your cats?
Man.
They're playing you.
I got catfished.
by
a cat.
By a cat.
It started back in August. The last week of August, I went and visited my mom, who lives in South Carolina. And there is a diner that we always go to. And as we were leaving the diner, there was a small cat that looked to be pregnant, she was bleeding. Like, she was bleeding and she was meowing. Oh. It was almost like she was crying for help. And you know me, I jumped to the rescue. Okay, we can chill with the sound effects. We get it.
I'm feeling it.
We get it. And so we ended up taking the cat home. The cat was the coolest cat. Like, just rode in the car, chilled out. Let us pick her up. Wasn't mean. Wasn't anything. But she was bleeding. And then the next week, my mom took her to the vet to see, like, kind of what was going on. She tested negative for, like, all the bad stuff, so that was good. And then they were like, yeah, like, she's definitely pregnant. She should be having kittens within 2 weeks. And they offered us to get an x-ray so we could know how many kittens. But we were like, no, that's okay, like, because that's just extra money. And we're like, we'll just let it be a surprise.
Yeah,
well, that was the last week of August. And then we moved her into my place. Homegirl got her own room. Mm-hmm. I put a tarp down.
Maternity ward?
She has a legit maternity ward.
Yeah, she moved from the outhouse to the penthouse, as they say.
Yes.
She's been put on bed rest.
It is on the second floor.
Has she had the babies?
No. Currently.
Oh, my gosh.
Currently, she's probably laying on the couch on a knitted blanket that I just knitted over the weekend and enjoying her life.
Can I ask
how long are cats pregnant for?
I looked it up.
Like 2 months,
58
right?
58 to 67.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Days.
Yeah, Google says on average, like, 60 days.
Oh, so then something must be wrong, right? Because it's been over 2 months.
Exactly. And, well, the vet even said, like, their guess was 2 weeks.
Oh, you need
and
to
that was that, that was at the end of August.
Yes.
You got to take this cat back.
I know.
Return to sender.
Maybe, oh. I mean, not to be morbid, but maybe she miscarried and that's why she was bleeding.
Oh,
that's,
maybe, yeah.
Whoa. I didn't know that's where we were going to go.
Well, that's
no, but like,
no, that's
the only logical explanation for it. Well, like, the cat can't be pregnant for 4 months.
Right. Yeah, true point. Now, you picked up a bleeding cat randomly. Do you just have towels in your car for these animal rescues at a moment's notice?
Well, no, but I had traveled with my dog, so I had my dog's dog bed in the bag.
Let me tell you, there was a dead squirrel in my backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And not only did I have to Google on how to get it into my car because I didn't want to pick it up. I was too freaked out by that. I was like me wrapping up a crime scene. It was four trash bags. I lined the bottom part of my car. There's no fibers of my evidence anywhere with this squirrel.
You have gloves on.
Yeah, dude. I'm like looking around for cops as I'm pulling out of my home.
Wiping your fingerprints off the shovel.
So, meanwhile, you just randomly could just pick up a cat bleeding.
Well, let me ask. Is the cat still fat?
So, in some angles and in some light, she looks like she's got a little belly.
Oh, like us.
Well, yeah, I mean, at that theory, I'm pregnant year round.
I mean, you should see Roy and I take pictures. We jam angles, lean forward.
And let me tell you, if you put your hand on my belly, I bet you'll feel a kick. That's just gas.
Yeah, would you save Roy or I if you saw us at the diner?
No.
I love that you brought these cats home, and you guys, you have to understand, like a lot of times off the air, she's like, I got to go home to my pregnant kitty. Got to go home to pregnant kitty. I'm going to be pregnant.
I'm going to be a kitty mom. At first, I had to separate them. So whenever I would leave, I would have to close the door because if she had the kittens, I didn't want my dog to be around it.
And that cat's like, great private room.
Yeah.
Love it.
Had a private room, and I had already like Googled how many kittens on average cats have, and people were interested in them. I was going to adopt all of them out. I found homes for all of them. No lie. I found homes for all of the kittens that she didn't have.
I played
you. I know how many kittens she was supposed to have.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to guess three, but then I had two people on back for in case it was five.
Man.
And now it's none.
Now I got to figure out what I want to do with her.
Man, fake news.
Your cat is fake news. That cat must be sitting there watching CNN all day long.
Go figure.
All right. Well, thanks for the update, Nicole.
Yeah.
The minute she lets the cat back out at the diner and she goes back to see her mom, there's going to be 20 kittens around the next time she goes.
I know.
She is the sweetest. Like, she is definitely deserves to be an indoor cat.
Does your cat Polo not like it?
No. Polo doesn't mind her, but she wants all the attention.
Of course.
So if she's laying on me and Polo wants to come up, she'll attack him.
Okay.
Good.
All right. Well, there's an update from Nicole. Her cats are playing her. Thanks, Nicole. You're still a sweetheart for picking them up. You know that.
Thanks.
You have a heart. Good for you.
We got to get that cat to a vet.
More throwback hits coming up. The legendary Friday free-for-all rolls on right through 10 a.m. this morning. Playing your favorite throwback hits. Don't go anywhere.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Ah, Loren, I got something for you. It's an early Christmas gift. You have a set of Louis Vuittons somewhere in your shoe closet, do you not?
Yes, I do.
Okay, yeah. You mentioned it on the air before. They're your babies.
Uh-huh.
And what's special about Louis Vuittons for those people that might not know?
They have red bottoms.
And?
They're from Paris.
And they're super expensive. They're your babies.
Oh. Yeah.
Like a lot of guys will have like a fancy car, you know, they drive their everyday car, then they have their fancy car that they constantly wax, polish, clean, and work on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that the Louis Vuittons to Loren are kind of like that. They're her babies.
Oh. Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. Well, designer Christian Louis Vuitton just launched Luby World, the first ever collection of fragrances. And yes, the iconic expensive heels are involved. If you want people to actually know what you smell like, Louis Vuitton's got you covered there, too. Each fragrance is uniquely distinct from its siblings. So now you can actually smell like a shiny new pair of red bottoms.
I was going to say, do they smell like feet?
Yeah, do they smell like the shoe?
Lubidoo is fruity.
Lubidoo.
And that's what it's called.
That's a terrible name. We could have come up with something better than that.
Lubidoo.
Luby Funk is a floral rose.
Oh, this is a joke.
You're lying.
This is a joke.
No, I swear. They got it from a website called The Cut.
This is the same company that makes the $1,000 shoes. They're coming up with stupid names like this. Well, it is not like some French name like
Right.
Like, Jadavelu.
Like, if you weren't, if you hadn't told me that that was a Christian Louboutin fragrance and you just told me the name of the fragrance, I'd be like, no way I'm wearing that.
And Roy, how much is it? The Lubidoo.
$300 for the Lubidoo.
What?
Oh, well, it does get fancy. It's Lubidoo Eau de Parfum. So.
Say that again.
Yeah, that sounded really country, didn't it?
Hey, sir, can I help you?
Lubidoo. Can I get some Lubidoo Eau de Parfum?
Oh, you want lunch? Okay, yeah, no, you're in the wrong spot. There's also Luby Crown. It's foresty.
Okay.
And Luby Raj is a leathery smell with notes of suede, most like the smell of their shoes.
I do like how their perfume is that that red. It looks red, just like the bottom of the shoes.
Oh, I'll have to look it up. You know, I thought you were bringing it up because yesterday I posted, and I'll repost it at my @KissLoren951. But I was doing a blog and Cashin was taking all my shoes out of the closet and trying them on and walking around in them. And he had a pair of mine. I was like, well, at least you have good taste.
Oh, that's funny. They also have Luby Kiss. They have Luby Croc with a crocodile on the top of it.
They really got to fire their marketing department.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just not clever.
Yeah. You don't like Luby Doo?
Luby Doo.
No, what was the second one you said was even worse? It sounded like. You said like it was like funk or something.
Yeah, Luby.
Oh,
funk.
Yeah, Luby Funk. It's floral rose. So Christian Louboutin has now perfume. So listen.
When I think of funk and feet together, it's not a good smell.
Right.
If you're bougie and you listen to the show, good for you. If you purchased any one of these Christian Louboutin perfumes, we're not making fun of you at all. Hats off to you for stepping out into the unknown and getting your wife or yourself some Luby Funk.
Some Luby Doos.
All right, that whole article is up at kiss951.com.
But we still got more show to get to, like Can't Beat Loren. She's got one win. And if you want to win free Cheer One for a year, you're going to want to play coming up next.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Cheer One Soft Drink on Kiss95.1.
All right, Loren lost this week. It's hard to believe, but we gave someone free cheer wine for a year. And now Carrie in Hickory, Loren is going to try and win free cheer wine for a year. Good morning, Carrie.
Carrie, can you hear us? Oh, no. Maybe Carrie is having phone issues. She has played before, and Carrie has dropped off.
All right, let's just grab this ringing line.
Oh, no.
You scared them off, Loren.
You know, yeah,
guys,
they're so intimidated.
I'm so beatable right now.
I know you are. I know. Nicole, see if we can grab somebody real quick. 704-570-9595. Carrie's phone drops. It happens a lot.
Yeah.
We get it.
Could be our phones, to be honest. Who knows?
Call now and play Can't Beat Loren.
Now, we do have Legendary Friday Free-for-All throwbacks all morning long. So we do have that coming up. And if you do need the number to give us a phone call here in the studio, it's 704-570-9595. All right, we do got the phone lines ringing again now. Let's get another contestant on with Can't Beat Loren. We have Julie.
This is like waiting for the results of the election. We're
seriously.
Just waiting,
trying to find. I'm not as trained as CNN and just talking about nonsense for the next
like
5 hours.
And walk over to me and then come look at the call log.
Can we get you guys a TV?
I know.
To
zoom in. All right, we got Julie and Charlotte. Welcome to the Main Room on the Rim Morning Show. We're now running behind schedule, Julie, so kick Loren out.
Okay, get out, Loren.
I'm going, Julie.
All right, Loren is leaving. And
doesn't
Julie,
matter.
She is now gone.
It's Friday. It's been a long week, Roy. It's all good. Ready, Julie? Question one. Lamar Odom and his fiance have apparently split. Lamar was married to what Kardashian?
Khloe.
And question two. As we wait for election results, there's no doubt that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's son will follow in his parents' footsteps when he's old enough. We know he can't be president since he's not a natural-born U.S. citizen. But what's his name?
Harry.
Question three, Nick and Joe Jonas took to social media to wish the third Joe Bro member of their family a happy 33rd. Who is that?
35th Nick. Oh, I don't know that.
Nick, Joe, and who?
All right,
no answer
there. Okay, last night, Claire Crowley found love with Dale Moss on the ABC dating show The Bachelorette. He actually played football for our team. That team is?
The Panthers.
Question five. Brian Austin Green has been dealing with some public drama with his estranged wife, Megan Fox. Megan Fox is now dating what rap slash rock artist? Three words in his name.
Three words in his name. Lil Nas X.
Not bad. Come on in, Loren.
I didn't hear her answer.
Lil Nas X.
Oh, okay.
That's three words.
Okay.
Okay. How did she do?
She got two correct.
It's not bad, Julie. Not great, but not bad. Let's see how Ren does. Lamar Odom and his fiance have apparently split. Lamar was married to what Kardashian?
Chloe.
That's right, 1-1.
And question two, as we wait for the election results, there's no doubt that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's son will follow in his parents' footsteps when he's old enough, but we know he can't be U.S. president because he's not a natural-born U.S. citizen. What's their son's name?
Archie.
That's correct. Unfortunately, Julie said Harry 2-1.
All right, question three. Nick and Joe Jonas took to social media to wish the third Joe bro a happy 33rd birthday. Who is he?
Nick, Joe, Kevin.
That is correct. No answer from Julie on that one. 3-1.
All right, last night, Claire Crowley found love with Dale Moss on the ABC dating show The Bachelorette. He actually played football for our team. Our team is?
The Carolina Panthers.
Right.
That's right.
By the way, I can't wait to talk about that later.
Yeah. We'd also say our team's awful right now, but that's okay. Brian Austin Green has been dealing with some public drama with his estranged wife, Megan Fox. Megan Fox is now dating what rap slash rock artist?
Machine Gun Kelly.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Julie said Lil Nas X. Final score 5-2. Lorraine, you got 2.
Yeah, but in fairness, I said it's a three-word name, so that's who she picked.
Ah, gotcha. Julie, so sorry. 2 is not going to do it today. You know what we want to hear.
I can't beat Lorraine. My name is Julie from Charlotte.
Thanks for playing, Julie.
Thanks.
All right, more throwback hits with the legendary Friday free-for-all. Don't go anywhere.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on KISS 95.1.
Something happened to me last night. I went to dinner to my favorite little Italian place, my wife and I. And the waitress comes over and she brings a bottle of wine. And she goes, hey, this was paid for. Enjoy it. And I thought maybe it was the general manager who knows. I mean, I've been going there a long time. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, that's nice of him. And
like goes, somebody took care of it?
No, it wasn't him. Yeah, like somebody paid for it. And I was like, well, who was it? And they said, your dad called up to the restaurant and bought you a bottle of wine because he couldn't make it last night.
What?
Yeah, my mom and dad had already had like a big lunch, so they didn't want to go. But my dad paid for a bottle of wine and had it sent to the table. For my wife and I.
That's pretty cool.
Can your dad just adopt me? Like, he throws money at you. Like, if he misses something, he feels bad. Mm-hmm. Like, you mention something, he buys it for you.
Didn't he, like, buy you a deck or something?
What?
Didn't he give you a deck or
no,
a
he wanted
yard?
To buy
Yeah, he paid for your patio.
Like, slow down. Yeah. That's not true. The patio came out of my budget.
What do you mean your budget?
Yeah, your inheritance budget.
No, I paid for the patio. I swear I paid for the patio.
But he paid for something
my
for your
dad
house.
Wanted to pay for sprinklers. He said, get sprinklers and I'll pay for them. My stock is doing well. That's what he said. You know who he voted for.
Must be nice.
Yeah. You know where he's sitting on the fence right now. So I was like, well, that's awesome. And there's this very famous line from Ed O'Neill who plays Jay on Modern Family, where he gets in trouble with Gloria, and he turns to Gloria's son, Manny, and he goes, how much money am I going to throw on this fire? And that's my dad.
Yay!
My dad does that.
How did he know you were going to dinner?
Because I asked my mom and dad if they wanted to come with us.
Okay.
Because it's our favorite restaurant.
Because that's a cool baller move, but I would never know how to time that.
And so I was like, Loren has definitely been somewhere, or I feel like Loren, and Roy, you're very courteous too. You probably have done this before.
Bought a bottle for someone?
Called the restaurant. Like, you know Loren's going to a restaurant tomorrow night. I could see you calling the restaurant and being like, hey, send a bottle of wine to this table.
This is what I have done before. I haven't done that. But if I'm going out with someone and I know that they always like want to pay, but I really want to pay, I'll call ahead and I'll give the staff, the general manager, my credit card, and I'll say, don't even bring the bill. Here's my credit card. None of the awkwardness, just make sure it's just taken care of.
Yeah. That's cool.
So then when we go eat and we're done, they're like, all right, it's time to pay. I'm like, no, it's been taken care of.
How do they know what credit card goes with what?
What do you mean? They pay for the whole dinner.
He paid for the whole dinner. He's a baller.
Yeah, but you don't want to pay for the whole restaurant.
God, I love you guys. I hear you every morning. You guys make my day. Oh, my God.
I'm a huge fan of y'all's show. I've been listening to it for a long time.
Say I love you guys in Spanish for us.
Los quiero mucho, muchachos. Yay!
Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
It's a funny thing. Somebody who we follow back on Insta at the MRL show posted like, hey, just another day sitting here waiting for results. And so like Roy was over there on the MRL show Insta, and he's like, I wonder what they're waiting for results on. Like, you think they took a COVID test?
Yeah.
Are they pregnant? Are they waiting for? And Loren and I are like, no, dude, the election results. What are you talking about?
Dude.
So easily you forget.
I'm over it. I don't even buy. Yesterday I put on the news for like 15 minutes and I turned it off. I'm like, I don't care.
Is Sterling into it?
No, not anymore.
Yeah.
Like, we want to know. Now, like, to be clear, we want a president. We want them to pick somebody. But this whole, listen, you turn on CNN. They're just regurgitating the same thing for the past 48 hours.
I don't know how they do it.
Yes. And then that one dude that zooms in on the map knows everything about every county in America.
John Nix or something. I know what you're talking about. The CNN map is pretty. Yeah. That guy's, say what you want about politics. I think he's probably a Democrat, but he does a great job at the wall.
Just at like zooming in and knowing everything. And he's like, and let's do this. Let's take a look at this option. And this place, they eat burgers all the time. And blah, 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 blah.
Now let's go. We're in North Carolina, right? Wolf, let's go and look at Mecklenburg County. That's Charlotte. Let's zoom in to Charlotte. Here's 28277. That's Ballantyne. Let's zoom in. There's a place called the
Seriously.
Chateau.
Seriously. There are some things. I'm like, how did he know that's the county? Like, I would have to pull up like a map and like get it like real. Like, there's, he like knows things.
I wish I could find the audio. I looked for it this morning, you guys, when we got in, and I couldn't find it. But last night on Fox, the guy who was out at the polls in Arizona, he was doing math on, no, I'm sorry, it was, I'm pretty sure it was CNN.
Okay.
And Wolf says, let's go to blah, 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 who's in front of the polling area. And the guy's got a sheet of paper and a pen. And he goes, Wolf, we just got the new numbers in from Arizona. 3,425 for Trump, 2,961. I'm going to do the math. He's not even looking up at the camera. He's doing this while he's live.
He does the math live?
And he goes, sorry, you guys. I'm doing math live on TV. Isn't easy for me. I'm cooked. I've been out here for 3 straight days. I don't know what's going on. So he does the math. Loren, this is true. This is live last night. He's going, 8, 1, 9, 3, 7. He goes, well, it's a difference of 1,432. Then the CNN thing happens where they do like breaking alert, breaking alert. I thought I had the CNN like, dun, dun, dun. Mm-hmm. Wolf goes, we just got the new numbers from Arizona. There's a 1,104. Like, he had the answer. But he let the guy struggle to get to it.
What a jerk.
I don't know what he was doing.
And good for that guy. I wouldn't even be able to find a dang pen if I was having to cover the stupid election. It's going on forever, and I get it. There's like so many people, millions upon millions of people did the mail-in ballots, and nobody was prepared to count that many ballots, and it takes time, whatever.
Well, every vote needs to be counted.
Yeah.
Regardless of what side you're on, you want every vote counted, because Trump just is like close to the lead in Arizona.
Yeah, and he wants to win Arizona. So,
yeah,
so.
And Biden took the lead overnight in Georgia. But I just thought it was
that's
hilarious.
That's neck and neck, dude.
Amanda
that's
and I.
That's so neck and neck.
That's neck and neck. That
Georgia?
Could, yeah.
I know.
That's shockingly neck and
it's
neck.
It's like 1,000 different vote difference.
We got this really disturbing text message from 980 who goes, good morning, guys. Listening to you guys while I count votes.
Oh, that's not
I'm joking. I'm totally okay. joking. I made that up.
Dropped. I'm like, you better not be listening to this stupid show and counting votes. If that's the case, I am yelling that this whole election's a fraud.
704 just texted in, thanks, Manny. I got to start counting again. When you started saying numbers, it screwed me up.
Listen, I don't even want somebody who's listening to the show, who actually listens to the show on a normal basis, counting votes.
Although, did you guys see the video that went viral of the counter in the background of a newscast and he was bored?
No.
So he got really tired or he wanted a break. And he's sitting back in his chair, and he's just swiveling around in circles.
Yeah. Give the guy a mental break.
Meanwhile, everyone's like, count the vote.
Give him a mental break.
Seriously.
Well, my mom, a breast cancer survivor, loved my mom to death. I love my mom's doctor even more. Uh-huh. She listens to the show, and sometimes that concerns me.
We're not the smartest people.
Well, and I get it. People tune into us to kind of forget about what's going on in the world, have a few laughs, talk about some basic stuff, relationships,
spying on
neighbors, laughing at each other, you know.
Well, like my grandmother used to say, tell me who your friends are and I'll tell you what you are. And just if you're associated with us, I'm sorry.
I bet we're more like zoo animals. Like, oh, look at that train or like a bad car accident. That's what we are. When you drive by, you look at it. Mm. That's the main one in the Red Morning Show.
All right. Well, the other thing we are every Friday, and people absolutely love it, is we are throwback hits right through 10 a.m.
Yes. Don't go anywhere. Your favorite throwbacks coming up next.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Why we lie on first dates? Why do people do it? I know I've done it.
Oh, you got to lie to kick it. That's the thing.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Because we suck. That's why. Deep down, people are the worst.
you want the best representation of yourself when you're out on a first date. So even if you don't lie, you know you exaggerate.
Okay.
Like you can exaggerate looks when you go out on a date, Loren. Do your makeup extra good. Wear your extra tall heels.
That is true.
It's not the always Loren. It's just the best representation of Loren that night.
Right.
Now, the new study says the reason why people lie on first dates is because they don't want to let their date down.
Oh, well, that's different than what I thought.
That they're actually concerned about the date's impression of who you are. And therefore, you're trying to live up to their standards. Now,
typical, I'm not thinking of the other person.
Right. It's about right.
Yeah.
Now, how about you, Manny?
The studies did say that the chances of getting a second date aren't any different whether you lie or not. So why not be truthful instead of having to come up with lies?
Well, I don't know about that. You think you're getting a second date either way?
It says that if you lie, you don't have a better chance of getting a second date.
Right. Like there's no indication in this study that says by lying,
they were more likely to go on a second date.
Yeah. And by the way, you know, I've told you this 1,000 times. My lies are dumb. Like I told my wife I went to the University of Kansas and I didn't. My brothers did. But I'm a diehard Kansas basketball fan. And they had just beaten Memphis in the championship like the year before we met. And I was like, I just felt like a poser. Like Amanda went to this college.
Well, I like Virginia Tech Hokies. I never went to Blacksburg to attend Virginia Tech.
Believe me, I understand it now. It was dumb.
Yeah.
But for a good 2 years that we were together, she thought I went to the University of Kansas.
I forgot. Did you lie and say that you had a degree from them?
No, I told her I went and did one semester, and then my dad pulled me out. This way, if anybody, and that was the lie I used for a lot of people. And if anybody actually went to the University of Kansas, then I could be like, oh, I don't remember that. I was only there for a semester.
And you never really went there ever.
Can we go to commercial? I don't feel comfortable talking about how I lied about my college experience.
Have you even seen what the campus looks like?
Yeah, my brothers went, so I was there. But, dude, that was in the 80s. I mean, come on. Okay. You have any idea how old my brother's? Almost 70.
All right, listen, we've got to get to more throwback kids coming up next. Don't go anywhere. And it's Manny Roy the Red.
Don't lie on first dates. No, it doesn't help you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
We were just talking with our buddy Roy. He just read an article, Loren, saying why we lie on first dates. And I blurted out right away, well, you lie on a first date because you're trying to kick it. You want to look good for your date.
Right.
But that's not what the study said. The study said you lie on a first date because...
because that you are trying to meet the person's expectations of like, you don't want to let that person down.
Right. You're afraid if you don't lie, if you just show up as your regular Roy, Manny, or Loren to the date, that's not enough.
Right.
You'll disappoint them.
So here's what we want to know. Did you lie on a date? I'm sure we all have. Or were you lied to on a date? And you know for sure that the date was lying to you? Did you call them out on it? Like we got to talk about lying on dates because you know it just happens all the time.
Yeah. 704-570-9595. Give us a phone call. And more Throwback Kids coming up next.
This is Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Can we talk about that?
No. Not yet. Can we talk?
That's funny.
I know.
Oh, all right. Good. Good content coming next week. From Roy's house.
Let me get details, because I probably screwed it up.
I know, but the phone calls that we could get from people that also did the same thing and got busted would be really funny.
Fine, you want to do it now?
We can.
Okay, so here's what we're trying to do. I'm texting my fiance, because we typically have somebody that comes over on Fridays to clean one. To do work in the back.
He has a gun. Listen, it's okay. It's Loren of you, but it's okay. And you probably don't pay an arm and a leg for it.
I don't. I someone comes and cleans up my dog's poop. We have a pooper scooper.
What do you think of that, Nicole?
Worker that comes and cleans up my dog's poop.
Is that bougie?
I don't think so.
Okay, thank you.
I think especially when you have a backyard, it's probably the easiest way to
keep
it clean.
Yeah, he comes once a week. He cleans it up. And then... But I got nervous because he came early today. I could see on the camera he came at 8 o'clock in the morning. Well, this happens to be the time that Sterling goes outside to take Callie out to use the restroom. However, the what happens typically is that Sterling isn't completely clothed because he lets Callie out, then goes, showers, gets ready, and then brings Callie back in, my dog. And so now I'm trying to figure out, well, did the pooper scooper get a view?
You're welcome, pooper scooper.
And I just got a text. He goes, I really lucked out. 90% of the time, I would have had nothing or been wearing just, like, underwear. I actually was clothed this time. But, like, typically, when I saw that the guy was there on the camera, I was like, oh, boy.
You know what's funny about this whole conversation is not that Roy's partner Sterling almost got busted naked. It's that bougie Roy's got a pooper scooper guy and a camera on his house at all times.
I have a full security suite. Full security suite.
Bougie. Well, how about that, Loren, Nicole, Maney, Roy, the whole MRL show? Any of us ever been busted? Not completely naked, but maybe not fully dressed. We'll ask you that. You ever get busted by someone not fully dressed? 704-570-9595. Amanda's mom walked in on me not fully dressed. I wasn't naked, but I was in boxers. And it was my fault. I didn't close the master bedroom door. Mm-hmm. And I was coming from the bathroom to go to my dresser. And her mom came right in and just turned right around.
It's so embarrassing.
You know how Homer goes through the bushes in the...
In that gif.
In the gif. And then like, yeah, that's it. Or Grandpa Simpson hangs his hat and walks right back out. That's what my mother-in-law did. And I was like, sorry, Kay. She's like, I didn't see anything. But, you know, it's awkward.
Yeah, yeah, no, I've accidentally exposed myself many times. Many, many times.
Loren, ever happened to you?
So I have a really bad habit before we had Elena, our au pair, come to live with us about walking around naked. And now I've gotten so much better.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
To cheer professionally for basketball and football, so like in the locker rooms you're just used to everyone being naked, so like it wasn't a big deal to me. And now obviously with other people outside of my family living here,
it's a big
and
deal.
My son getting a little older, now it's a big deal.
That's true. And what's funny, and you might know this too because your au pair Elena is from Italy, like nudity over there isn't nearly as taboo, I guess.
Yeah.
Because I played hockey with a guy from Czechoslovakia, and he walked around the locker room naked for a long period of time. Like, the locker room for me in hockey, I would get undressed, I'd run to the shower with my towel on, and then I'd run back to my bench and get dressed. Dude, he would walk no towel, or the towel would be over his shoulder.
Was his confidence matched with what he was...
Confidence, it was pretty high. We were all kind of like, okay.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
Nobody made fun of what he was packing.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know,
as I have to tell the gay guy.
If you got it, walk it.
I think it's just because he's foreign. Coming from another country, it's not that taboo.
Right. What were you saying, Lauren?
I was just going to say, Manny, do you remember when it was like a big deal about having female reporters in the locker room after games? Like that whole thing was going down.
Right.
I was like, please. I was like, if you're in the locker room and you're not sneaking a peek,
All right.
Put me in, coach.
When did you get busted? Like we said, it could either be naked or at least not fully dressed. And who busted you?
704-570-9595. More throwback hits now, though, with the Friday free-for-all.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Did you ever get caught in the nude? Total accident.
Or maybe you just weren't fully dressed.
Yeah, partial.
And by the way, double standards. I feel like it's less of an incident if a man gets busted with no shirt on and boxers than a woman getting busted with bra and underwear on. You know what I mean? Like, that's a little more intimate to me.
Yeah, I think people would say that.
You agree with that, Loren?
There's a double standard. Loren, she'll be back.
Oh.
We don't know where she is.
Well, she's at home, and she does her own breaks. Like, we take our we have certain times we play songs and commercials. Loren just does breaks whenever she wants.
If she's on the phone ordering something, she'll come back to us whenever she's...
Was on the phone before during commercial, y'all, and we hear, okay, so I'm thinking about renting a hotel room.
And by the way, I could not get past the terminology of that.
Yeah, like rent a
hotel. Rent a hotel? You just stay at a hotel.
Rent? Yeah, you get a room. You get a hotel room. You don't rent a hotel room.
Yeah.
So I'll rent a hotel room for that week, and then I'll rent another hotel room for the next week, but it's kind of expensive. This is dead serious. It's close to like $4,000. And then you hear on the other line, I don't know who she was talking to, you hear like, oh, wow, well, let's look for something else.
Yeah. Maybe we could rent this house. And I'm going, rent? Rent?
Yeah.
When I first moved here and I didn't buy a house, I rented. she'll be back with us.
But you rent a car when you get to that place. Yeah. but Loren does, like, we take certain breaks. We'll be like, all right, it's the MRL show. We'll be right back. Loren, during the middle of a break, will be like, I'll be right back.
Right. And she leaves us for, because she's at home.
Mm-hmm.
She's in her home studio. So she's got the family that she's also got to deal with.
Plenty of text messages coming in. We're getting a ton of text messages about getting busted either naked or not completely dressed. 704 says, my wife and I got caught in the parking lot by the cops, and they made us get out naked and then asked me for my driver's license like I had it in my crack.
Oh, you were doing the moving furniture in a parking lot?
Your driver's license on you. Let me check. Is it under my arms?
There it is.
And they said this was before we got married, by the way. I was staying at a friend's house, and his mom was a teacher at our school. We walked into her bedroom the next morning to grab her school bag. She was standing there beside the bed in just her underwear.
Oh, my gosh. And it's already weird enough when you see teachers. Didn't you see the teacher nude?
Mm.
Scarred.
My husband walks around all the time. One day he answered the door. This is from 803. It was my stepmom. That was not the first time, by the way. So now it's an ongoing joke. They know when they come over, they yell, yo, Nolan, are you dressed?
I know someone that is a nudist. And so if you ever went over to hang out with this guy, before his friends walked in, he did a sweep through the house to make sure his dad was closed. He's like, Dad, you can't do your whole nudist thing today. I got friends coming over.
That's funny.
Hey, there she is. I don't know if you guys remember. Yeah, sorry. I don't know if you guys remember, but my dad, I used to tell the story. My dad would come down in his tidy whiteies when I had friends over, and it was the most embarrassing thing ever. If we were loud in the living room, he would do it on purpose to embarrass me.
That's funny. And 980 sends a text and says, yeah, I got busted naked. I was locked out of my new house in my mint green boxers and camo Crocs with only a measuring tape in my hand at 8 p.m. last winter. I had to run a quarter mile down the road to a neighbor's house to borrow their phone. And we told them the cost because there's apparently more to the story, but we haven't heard from them yet.
What were you doing with the tape measure?
Right?
And 516 sent a message and said that they were on a conference call. You know, video calls, what everybody's doing now.
Yep.
I jumped on a call one morning with nothing but underwear and socks on. 5 minutes into the call, the senior executive asked me on the call if I was planning on putting a shirt on. We said, hey, call us. I said, sorry, can't. Holding a sleeping baby right now. Just picture boxers with knee socks making coffee. That's what they saw. By the way, Loren, while you were gone, we didn't talk about you.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
We talked about you and how you rent hotel rooms. not stay at a hotel room.
Don't you rent a hotel room? I've got to rent a hotel room.
What, do you sign a lease and put a deposit down?
We've decided.
Well, you do put a deposit.
Well, they charge the card.
That's a deposit.
You get a hotel room. You rent a car when you go somewhere.
Or you rent a house, like, for a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you not rent an Airbnb?
That's different than a hotel room, though.
I don't know. I would say let's just get an Airbnb. Let's stay in an Airbnb.
Yeah.
I would say let's rent out an Airbnb.
Rent out?
Nicole rents out an apartment that she's in, or a condo.
Right.
Because she pays rent. She signed a year lease.
Maybe we're looking too deep into it. But
I think we are. What else is new?
Yeah. I've never said, oh, hey, listen, we're going to be traveling. Make sure you rent a hotel.
I might get on that.
I say that all the time.
Make sure you rent a hotel tonight. What?
All right, quick break. More throwback music. I see Maroon 5, Eminem, Britney Spears, all coming up on the legendary Friday free-for-all throwbacks every Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
All right, Loren, what's going on in Hollywood?
Well, you guys know we've been talking about this all week. The Bachelorette was last night. And it was the moment that we've all kind of been knowing was coming and we've been waiting for. Claire exits the show, who was the current Bachelorette, because she met her, I guess, forever mate. Well, I'll put that in bunny ear quotes. But his name is Dale Moss. And Chris Harrison had to pull Claire aside and ask her, like, hey, are you in this? Like, what do you want to do here?
What would you like to do?
I would so just love to spend as much time as I can with him. I want to be able to let him know how I feel and see if it's something that he's feeling is lovely, you know?
So in your mind right now, is this over? Congratulations, you've just blown up the Bachelorette.
There it went.
Isn't that what the show is all about, though? Like, shouldn't Chris have been like, congratulations?
Yeah, was he mad?
So happy for you. Yes, he was mad.
Yeah, they were all mad. The guys were mad. Chris was mad because she's not letting the process play out. Like, she basically met somebody and then was like, yeah, I want to leave the show. Well, you stole that spot away from another Bachelorette who probably really would have let the process play out. Now, here's my thing. There's a part of Chris sitting down with Claire where they're talking through it. And Claire's saying, like, well, we just have a lot of parallels, Dale and I. Like, her dad passed away. He lost his mom. Her sister's in a care facility. He has a family member that is also in there. So she's saying, like, they were in quarantine, she was basically, like, stalking him on Instagram and fell in love with him before he even showed up for the show. And that he reminds her of her dad.
I will say, I was stalking Dale Moss on Instagram, too, and I fell in love. I mean, he is a beautiful, beautiful man. But here's my question about the show. So what happens now to the show? Like, you just don't stop the show in the middle of a season.
No, so they got another Bachelorette at this point, but not before Claire exits and Dale proposes to her.
Claire, will you marry me?
Yes.
You said yes.
Oh, that was a yes?
Hold on. Put that ring on my finger. I waited a lot of years for this.
I got it.
Oh, my God.
That'll do.
Claire Moss?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Ew. Oh, she is in love.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she's
like,
way in
look
love.
At you, though. I mean, what?
Yeah. He doesn't sound into her.
No.
Oh, you
she
guys,
is
I'm
a
really
stage
happy
clinger.
For them.
What?
I'm happy for them. I think they found love.
I'm happy for the delirium that she's in right now, but I think he's going to realize what's going on, that she's a stage five clinger, and he's going to run for the hills. Dude, he went to get up after he asked her to marry him before he put the ring on, and she pushed him back down on his knee and said, put that ring on my finger.
I will say the line where she goes, I've waited for this a long time. I waited a lot of years for this. Like, what, for the ring? Like,
yeah.
Okay, but
they seem to be really in love. So
really?
And by the way, Dale Moss played wide receiver for the Panthers in 2013. How about that?
And by play,
he's on the practice team.
Yeah. And by that, he was here for like a month.
Yeah.
Right.
So what?
Okay.
Charlotte connection.
Ties to Charlotte. All right. So, Roy, your question, what happens to the Bachelorette now? Well, they brought in Tayshia Adams, who is the new Bachelorette.
So they're just going to hope that she could pick a guy this quickly?
Yeah, and here's
the
thing.
With the leftover guys?
Yes, all those producers that picked these guys were picking these guys for Claire. So now they have to right turn
and
see if they can fall in love with Tayshia.
How come? How is it that, because you guys know I don't watch the show, and I actually personally hate the show. How is it that somehow The Bachelor and The Bachelorette does something every year to top the previous season?
Because Chris Harrison says it before every break. He'll go, in the most shocking twist ever.
But literally it is.
I know.
Like, wasn't last year the guy jumped over a fence and ran away?
Yeah, like, even we say it on the show every once in a while. We're like, whoa, it's the craziest thing ever. You guys have to hear this. Roy becomes a sloth. And half the people are like, eh, it's all right.
I feel like in 2 years, the promo is going to be, for the first time ever, Stephanie goes nuts and burns the house down. The Bachelorette.
We have a murder inside the Bachelorette.
Somebody gets pregnant.
It's a murder mystery. No one's allowed to leave until we uncover the truth. That's where this dating show's going.
All right.
I actually personally really like Tayshia. She's a 30-year-old divorcee, and I like her better than I like Claire.
Okay.
Anything else, Loren, happened in Hollywood? We broke down the entire Bachelorette.
So there could be a Wedding Crashers sequel in the works. Vince Vaughn confirmed it and said that they've already have a script for it. And then Family Ties is going to be back together too.
I love that.
In the name of charity, though.
Well, one of my favorite shows in the 80s, The Keatons on Family Ties. And by the way, big shout out to Al Roker, who just announced today that he has prostate cancer.
Yeah.
And he's going for surgery.
Yeah.
So we love Al.
But for more celebrity gossip, you can just head to kiss951.com.
Hey, maybe on Monday morning when we're back, we'll have the results of an election. Probably not.
Probably not, because it's going to end up in the Supreme Court anyway.
But y'all just take a deep breath. Just enjoy yourself. Spoil yourselves. Do something good for yourself. Turn off the TV for a little while. Everything's going to work itself out.
I'm going to turn off the news and pour the drinks.
There you go. It's a good idea.
Yep.
All right. Cameron is up next, you guys. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.